So, you were brought up by a good family and went to school and everything, and when you left school, what did you do?
Went to work in the distillery. The distillery had the Freeburn farm at the time. I was a cattleman, feeding cattle and the horse and all these sort of... The first job, getting paid for as a job, you know, that was a job and you were getting, you worked all week and you got paid at the end of the week. It was, so that was the first job I had, it was at the Freeburn. And the very first, and it was New Year's Day, 1956, that I started. Not the 2nd of January, but New Year's, the 1st of January. Pulling neeps. Turnips.
Cold work.
Yeah. It's cold work. But I mean, you know, it's one of these things. The thing was, if it had been something else, you probably never have remembered it.
Was that with a horse and cart?
The horse and cart afterwards, but it was the cropper, you know.
The tops off.
Yeah, you had to top and tail the turnips.
You had to pull the turnip first and then
the cart, mm-hmm. crop, mm-hmm. and then crop and let them drop. And you had two drills. Into one, and then you can back up the other way, two drills into one, so that when the cart went down, there was two clear spaces for the wheel.
Was someone working with you?
No, you
were left on your own.
Yeah, and then it was a case of the horse and cart after that. And pick, then take the turnips home. And then the following year, warehouse is built in that part now, but there was a part at the distillery, and it's going up to the railway, steep bank going up the railway. And I was lifting turnips, putting the turnips into the cart, the horse and cart at that time. And the horse collapsed with colic.
Oh dear.
In the middle of going up the brae.
Oh.
I couldn't get him out of the cart. I took my knife out and I cut the harness out of him. Oh. You know, cut the breeching off and that. Oh. So I managed to get him out of the cart. And
what happened to the cart? Did it run away?
No, it was big, right. On wheels, it just stayed in there. Oh, managed to sort of get him back to the... So, went up the still and I told the old shorty about the horse being 50-year-old and I'm really upset about the horse, you know. And so... Are you finished taking on the neeps loan? I says, that's a good luck. Well, you better take the trap than carry on. And I said, what about the horse? I'll get the vet to look at the horse. You go and get the trap and take on the neeps. I said, I've never driven a tractor before. I've never even sat in the seat of a tractor. You just did to learn. That was it.
Goodness.
Go and get Ian McGilvery to show me how to start the tractor.
Oh my.
He didn't know anything about gears or anything else. So, the tractor gearbox had first, second, third, and top. There was only three gears that was in it. And reverse. And so, I went... I took home, filled a load of neeps, took them home, and you know the brae coming up after you come through the bridge, going up to Free Farm.
Yeah.
Going up that brae. Now, how do I get up here in the tractor? So I looked. Ah, there's a gear. It says top. That means going over the top. Of course, it was the lowest, it was the highest gear that was in it. Well, the tractor just stalled. I just kept the full stop and then to get out and swing it again to start it. And then I got up to the stockyard and then tried to reverse. I mean, it's bad enough to reverse a tractor as it is without your first attempt.